Hey everyone, welcome back to Walking with God. I got a great episode for you guys today. And again, I just want to thank everyone for listening and tuning in, and appreciate everyone for sharing it and listening and just praying for it to work. God is really moving with the podcast, and all glory to Him. Today I got some notifications that my podcast is pretty much on every major platform. Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora. Pandora and iHeartRadio, it's been approved, but it's still pending on, pending by putting the actual audio on there. So gotta wait for that, but it's been approved. But God's just really blessing it and taking it over. And I'm really appreciative of that. All glory to God. And if you don't mind, if you're new, hit that like, hit the follow button on whatever podcast you're listening to. What platform you're listening on. That way you get all the notifications for it, so I don't have to keep, you know, text messaging or sharing it out to people, you know, or posting it on Facebook multiple times. But I just appreciate everyone's love and support. But I'm going to go ahead and get into it here. Let's pray before we get into it, and then we'll get into the lesson here. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for today. God, I thank you for a beautiful day I had, a wonderful day I had. God, I ask you to forgive me my sins and what I fail you. God, I fail you every single day, and I'm constantly in need of forgiveness and a Savior, God, and I appreciate everything you've done for me. I wouldn't be here without you. God, I deserve a place in hell, and you saved me from that, and I just appreciate that, God, and I just ask you to be with this lesson and give me the words to say and make sure it's the right stuff. God, I don't want to say nothing that you don't want me to say, God, and I ask you to be with whoever's listening, God. I know it's a tough world these days, God. It's this stuff just keeps happening, God. I ask you to be with their needs and whatever need they have, God. I might not know it, but you do. You know what's in their heart. God, I ask you to be with their mental needs, physical needs, financial needs, whatever need it might be, God. If they're fighting with their spouse or if they're struggling with something they can't think they can do on themselves, or they need a job or whatever it is, God, I ask you to be with it. God, I ask you to heal their soul, God, and just bless them today. And show them you're real. Show up in their life, God. I love you, God. In your name I pray, amen. So tonight I went to our RU program at our church. And our RU program is it's a recovery. It's an addiction program for a Christian-based addiction program. But it's not just for addictions. You know, if you have bad habits, if you're struggling with something, if you need encouragement, you know, there's no judgment there. You can talk about whatever. You don't even have to talk. You just go and listen. There's so many people that go through the same needs as us, and I'm gonna start helping out with that. So I went to check it out. It was my first night going. And by the way, it was a blessing. God is so good. But during the just going, God said, just told me, he's like, well, why don't you do your podcast tonight on some addictions? So I'm just give some verses on some addiction and show them what the Bible says about addiction. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to speak on some stuff and then we'll, you know, close it down tonight. But, I know it's pretty late. I'm recording this at like 9 at night. So it's pretty late, but, the Bible talks about, like, there's at least 24 verses I know of that talks about addiction. One of them I know, like, because I love Proverbs, one of my favorite books of the Bible. So Proverbs 25, if you go to Proverbs 25 and verse 28, it says, he that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down without walls. So this verse is self-explanatory, you know. If you don't have self-control, like a city with no walls, like you just—it's easy. It's like a broken down city with nothing, no walls, like no walls at all. So we should have self control. Like God put it in us to have self control. It's easy. Well, it's not really easy, but it's self control should come like natural. Like saying I don't need that, or that's not gonna help me. So, you know, God gives us the strength to have self-control. We shouldn't, continue to go to that specific thing. And in addiction, it can be anything. It doesn't just have to be drugs or alcohol or pornography. It could be anything. Anything that takes away from your relationship with God is an addiction. But there's only one addiction you should ever have, and that should be you should be addicted to God. let me say that again. There's only one addiction you should have, and you should be addicted to God. Because all the things that you think that addiction can do for you, God can do 10 times better. See, we replace God with that addiction because we think that addiction will help us. Or, and like I said, it doesn't have to be, I'll give you some examples. It doesn't have to be drugs, alcohol, pornography. It could be, you could be addicted to eating. You could be addicted to gambling. You could be addicted to your wife or husband or your kids. Whatever, like video games, movies, your car. It doesn't matter. Your looks. You could be addicted to anything. Anything that takes away from God is an addiction. The next verse that I have here that I've, you know, I've been looking up some verses for it, but is 1 Timothy 7, or 2nd, I'm sorry, 2 Timothy verse chapter 1 verse 7. And it says, "For God hath not given us the spirit to fear, of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." Sound mind, almost like self-control, you know. So God hath not given us the spirit. So God didn't give us fear in our heart. He gave us power of love and of self-control. Sound mind, self-control. He gave you the power to have self-control. See, in most of these verses I'm going to give you, it's talking about self-control because God gave you the power to do it. You can do it. You can have self-control. Self-control, that's all it takes. See, God wants you to have self-control, but there's other stuff that God wants, right? God wants you to lay it at his feet, lay it at the cross, whatever it is. Like, I don't care what it is. Like, and it's not my place or a pastor's place or any other person's place to judge you for it. You know, that's God's business. But he wants you to lay it at his feet. That's what he wants. Like, he wants you to come to him in prayer and have a close relationship with him. He wants you to say, "God, beat this addiction for me because I can't do it." Like, if you don't think you're strong enough to have the self-control or to beat that, God says, "Yes, you do. But come to me anyway, because I can beat it. I can be anything. I'm God." See, in Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, he says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present world." So he talks about it. Teaching us that we should deny ungodliness and worldly lust, so addiction. We should live soberly, so a sound mind, so self-control, righteously, and godly in the present world. Present day, right now. We should live godly. We should strive to be like God. We should love people. We live in a world where people are judged, like people are mean and hateful and self. It's all about me. We're in a me generation. We should love people. Love your friends. You don't know what they go through. I'm telling you. Like, addiction is real. Hurt is real. Pray for your friends. Pray for your family. That God can heal them. I can't heal nobody. I can only give them the tools to heal. And the tools is the blood of Jesus Christ. It is. That's the only way. So pray for your friends. Pray for them. If you're a Christian out there and you're not telling your friends, you need to tell your friends. If you're a Christian, and I'm not trying to browbeat anybody. But if you're a Christian and you're saved and you have friends that are going to hell and you don't tell them, that's like having the cure to cancer and not giving it out. That's like somebody having cancer and you know a way to fix the cancer and you not telling nobody. Just like God will judge the unsaved, God will judge the saved for not telling the world about him. That's just being honest. You know, I told you guys I'm not going to, cut around the bushes. If it's not popular, it's not popular. I'm telling you how it is. You will be judged just like an unsaved person is judged for not accepting Christ. You'll be judged for not telling anybody about Christ. The next verse I want to go over here real quick is, it's in Ephesians. Let me get over to Ephesians real quick. It's in Ephesians 5. Let's see. More verses that talk about addiction here. So Ephesians 5 verse 15, Ephesians 5 verse 18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication unto the Spirit. And actually, I'm sorry, wow, that's Ephesians 6. It's late, don't judge me. Okay, so Ephesians 5 verse 18 says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is access, be filled with the Spirit. So just saying, don't be, that's just another thing. Just more stuff saying, you should be, filled with God. You don't need that addiction. So most of the time we dabble in whatever we're dabbling in is because we want to get away. We want that high or that drunk mind, or we want to, look at porn because we're not satisfied with other stuff or whatever the addiction is, we want to get away from something when we should be going to God. If we want to get away from something, get away by going to God. One more verse here and then I'll, start closing it down. 1 Peter, let's see, let's go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter 5, 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary. Obviously, it's one of the most famous verses. I love this verse. Okay, so I want you guys to get this one if you don't get anything else. 1 Peter verse 5, or chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because you're. Ready? Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, Satan, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking who he may devour. Be sober. So be sober minded. Be what? Be conscious. Be self-control. Be watchful. The devil can pick up. See, so a lot of people mistake the devil. He can't read your mind. He's not inside your mind. He's not God. He's not all-powerful. He's not all-knowing. He's not everywhere. Only God's like that. He picks up on the things you give him. He picks up on the signs you give him to pick up on. So you gotta watch out. He knows what your addiction is. So what is he gonna do? He's gonna put it in front of you. He's gonna put it there in front of you. So why would you give your adversary ammo to fire at you? Why would you do that? If you're in war, if you're in the military and you go to war, why would you give the other team or the other country or whatever more ammo? Why? Why do we need to do that? That's not the last verse. I want to give one more verse here. And most people, it's always going to come down to this. Most people don't want to give up their addiction, don't want to give up whatever is causing their relationship with God to be strained. It's because of pride, right? But we don't want to do that because of pride. And I don't think, you know, you want to be living that world where you can't, God can break the chains around you. There are chains. If you're listening to this and you don't know how you're going to make it, God can break those chains. Just listen. I'm telling you. Matthew chapter 16, verse 26, right? For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, there will be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in the kingdom. It all comes down to one thing, really, and it's that verse 26. For what man profit if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? I'm going to say this every single podcast. And if I lose listeners, I lose listeners. God cannot break your chains. God cannot get you out of addiction. God cannot get you out of a bad habit. God can't get you out of whatever situation you're in if you don't know him. I'm going to say it every single time. God made us all, but we're not all God's children. See, we're often scared of man, but see, man can only destroy our life. God can destroy your life and your soul. Come to him, serve him, believe in him, believe that God sent his Son to die on the cross for our sins. Because you can have all the riches for what a man profiteth if he gained the whole world but lose his soul. You can have all the riches on this earth and you can die tonight and wake up in hell. See, for some people, the closest hell we'll ever experience is here on earth. But also for some people, the closest experience to heaven is on earth. And you can change that tonight. All you have to do is believe that God sent his Son to die on the cross for our sins, for our addictions, for our problems, for our bad habits. He died for those. So we don't have to go through them. So we can serve him. So he can forgive us. So he can bless us. He can give us all the riches. You can have a home in heaven. That's what he wants. He wants a relationship with you. He wants to walk with you. He loves you. He listened to my last episode. He thinks about you. He knows your name. He knows the amount of hairs on your head. He saved you. He died for you. I know some people, you know, they don't know how to pray. They don't understand the Bible, and that's why I'm doing this. God gave me that burden for people. And I want to help people. So if you want to get to heaven, I'm going to pray a prayer. This prayer does not save you. You can't get to heaven based off this prayer. I cannot save you. Only God can. But I just want to pray the prayer for an example. You can use that. You can say it as well. But you have to believe it in your heart that God can do this. If you don't believe in your heart, you won't go to heaven. But you have to fully believe it. Dear Heavenly Father God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve to go to hell when I die. Please, God, come into my heart and save my soul from hell. I believe you sent your Son to die on this cross for my sins. I believe he rose again on the third day. Please save my soul from hell and take me to heaven when I die, Father. In your name I pray, amen. If you prayed that prayer and you believe it fully in your heart, then God will take you to heaven when you die. And then you can start the road to breaking those addictions, because God can't help you break those addictions if He doesn't know you, if you don't have a relationship with Him. Now, don't get me wrong, the Christian life doesn't get any easier. You're still going to have thunderstorms that you go through, tribulations you're going to go through. But it's a whole lot better to have somebody controlling the boat than it sinking. It's a whole lot better to have a captain steering the boat rather than no one there in the boat just sink. Follow God. Love God. Serve God. Appreciate you guys. I know it's late. I know I'm going to get this out tonight. This is my last episode until Monday. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Again, if you want a prayer request, just send me a message on here or whatever you use it. If you have my phone number, send me a message. Facebook, you can, message me. Whatever, I'll pray for you. If you want to talk about stuff, I've gotten abundant of messages from friends telling me they listen to it. It's really blessed them. You know, I've had people ask me questions that I've answered for them. That's really helped them. So we're doing a great work for God. God is blessing it tremendously. It's all through the glory of God. It's not me. It's not at all. I don't want no glory from it. I just want God to continue bless. I want to see souls saved from this. So let's continue to pray for me, please. If you are, I really feel the prayers. I love you guys. I appreciate the love and support that I'm getting from this. But I love you guys. I'll see you guys Monday. You have a great night.